Okay, thank you for your teaching on the five hindrances. I deeply appreciate loving kindness practice as an antidote for aversion as well as for worry and other forms of strife. For me, loving kindness is a healing and sustaining practice. And at the same time, I realize that in moving to loving kindness, I may be missing some of the deeper insights and wisdom that are present in feelings of anger, ill will, and resentment. I think this is what is referred to as spiritual bypassing. Can you speak to this distinction or provide suggestions for accessing the wisdom that may be present within or underneath the hindrances and not bypassing it? Thank you. Well, I mean, of course, this is nuanced. Yeah, one doesn't need to, how do you say, wallow in the hindrances just to sort of get the feel for it. it's important to recognize the suffering, and it's also true that sometimes people just don't want to deal with. Okay, I don't want to deal with aversion and ill will, and I'll just get a nice coating of loving kindness on top of it, and then I don't have to deal with it, which is, I mean, that is definitely spiritual bypassing. So, I mean, I think one of the things that is, you know, all of our spiritual practice requires is tremendous honesty. You know, you really need to be honest with yourself, and we know when we're trying to fool ourselves, and we want to be working with that. You know, that said, there's no point in looking for more suffering than we already have. So it's just really trying to get that balance of what is it that gives an insight, and certainly that reflecting on the whatever hindrances there are, in that sense of, you know, what's the motivation? What's it trying to gratify? What's it trying to what relief from suffering is it trying to get? Because certainly, like, sensual desire is just trying to get a relief from suffering. Even anger and ill will is just trying to displace some kind of aversion or bias of some sort, and it's just trying to displace it so one can externalize it, and then you can demonize somebody or something and you don't have to deal with it, which is not quite true, but people try to make it work, in the same with all the rest of the hindrances. They're looking for some relief from suffering in some way, shape, or form, so that we have to be willing to reflect and investigate what's he trying to do, and then work from that basis in order to free the mind from its underlying tendency.